Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. How about Obama, the first president to accomplish so many ignorant, destructive, and evil acts, and probably only president to do most of the same? But let's quit trashing Obama's accomplishments. He has done more than any other president before him. Here's a list of his very impressive accomplishments. First president to be photographed smoking a joint. That was a good photograph to have and publish. First president to apply for college aid as a foreign student, then go on to deny he was a foreigner. So was he born in the United States, or where was he born? Still an open question as far as I'm concerned. First president to have a certificate of live birth, not a birth certificate. Now most people don't know what a certificate of live birth is. A certificate of live birth simply verifies that you are medically alive, whereas a true birth certificate verifies who you are, who your parents are, where you were born, and your date of birth. Without a true birth certificate, you cannot actually by law prove who you really are. But this is what Obama has, and from Hawaii. First president to have a social security number from a state he has never lived in. How can that happen? Who does that? You usually get your social security number when you're young and in elementary school or high school. First president to have no childhood or even school friends. This amazes me. Everybody, when they become famous, rich, or president of the United States, childhood and school friends seem to crawl out of the woodwork and out from under rocks to want to be friends again. No one's ever seen or heard of anybody. In a lot of studies and research, no one even remembers Obama, who was supposed to be president of the Law Review and so many other things, and no one even knows who he is when he was in university. It's very strange. First president to preside over a cut to the credit rating of the United States. First president to violate the War Powers Act. It gets better. First president to be held in contempt of court for illegally obstructing oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. First president to require all Americans to purchase a product from a third party. What is that? First president to spend $1 trillion on shovel-ready jobs when there's no such thing as shovel-ready jobs. He made so much money disappear, it's incredible. First president to abrogate bankruptcy law to turn over control of companies to his union supporters. This man and Biden were completely corrupt. First president to bypass Congress and implement the DREAM Act through executive fiat. He didn't care about Congress or anything. He knew he could get away with whatever he wanted. First president to order a secret amnesty program that stopped the deportation of illegal immigrants across the U.S., including those with criminal convictions. He did it. Nobody knew. The press, mainstream media didn't publicize it. He got away with it. First president to demand the company hand over $20 billion to one of his political appointees. Good job, Barack. Just like Joe. He got 6 hours. Or you'll be fired. We won't get the money. First president to tell a CEO of a major corporation, which was Chrysler, to resign. What right did he have to do that? First president to terminate America's ability to put a man in space. This has been the Democrats' dream since John F. Kennedy. And he stopped it. Only President Trump reinstated it. Why would Obama stop it? First president to cancel the National Day of Prayer and to say that America is no longer a Christian nation. He lost his mind, if he ever had one. First president to have a law signed by an auto pen without being president. First president to arbitrarily declare an existing law unconstitutional and refuse to enforce it. He makes it up. He's the law. He's the Congress. He's the Senate. He thought he was. He's the Supreme Court. He thought he was. He did what he wanted, and he got away with it because the Democrats let him, the crazy liberals let him, the American people didn't know about it, it was hidden, most of it, and the mainstream media wouldn't talk about it. First president to threaten insurance companies if they publicly spoke out on the reasons for their rate increases. Reasons were his fault. First president to tell a major manufacturing company in which state it is allowed to locate a factory. Why would they do that? Because the state was his constituents and money. Money, 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 money. That's what the Obamas, the Bidens, and the Clintons are all about. First president to file lawsuits against the states he swore an oath to protect. Name a few: Arizona, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana. He had a grudge against them. First president to withdraw an existing coal permit that had been properly issued years ago. Money again. First president to actively try to bankrupt an American industry. Coal. The Democrats still want to bankrupt the coal industry. And the oil industry. And the natural gas industry now. Since Obama, everything's gotten progressively worse. A million times worse. First president to fire an inspector general of AmeriCorps for catching one of his friends in a corruption case. So the inspector general catches one of Obama's friends who's guilty in a corruption case, and Obama fires him. That's like Biden again. If you got 6 hours to fire the prosecutor that's investigating my son, Hunter, or you don't get the billions of dollars. Same thing. They're two of a kind. First president to appoint 45 czars to replace elected officials in his office. First president to surround himself with radical left-wing anarchists. Democrats still do it to this day. Are we seeing a pattern? Obama, Biden, now Pelosi, and all the rest of the Democrats. First president to golf more than 150 separate times in his 5 years in office. He really was on the job. First president to hide his birth, medical, education, and travel records. They were hidden from view for a long time. They were sealed. Why would a president have to seal his birth, medical? It took 3-4 years just to get the fake certificate of live birth. There's so many certificates of birth from Kenya. People, the Democrats and liberals, say they're fake. How do we know the one from Hawaii is not fake? Why did it take so many years to produce it? I can get mine in a week. So can all of you. You can get, if you live in the state, you can get it in the same day. It took years for him to get it. It was hidden. His records were sealed. His educational records were sealed. His work records were sealed. Travel records were sealed. And how about his family? His grandmother came on TV at first. She made the mistake of saying he was born in Kenya. She disappeared. You don't see her anymore. Never heard from her again. His brother, he made the bad mistake of saying Obama was born in Kenya. Has anyone seen or heard from him again in years? He disappeared. This really bugs me. First president to win a Nobel Peace Prize for doing nothing to earn it. They just gave it to him. No reasons, no anything. First president to go on multiple global apology tours, which now people are subjecting him being subservient to the radicals. He started it. And concurrent insult our friend tours. Just incredible. It all falls back to Obama. Obama and the Clintons and the Bidens. First president to go on over 17 lavish vacations in addition to date nights and Wednesday evening White House parties for his friends paid by for the taxpayers. Biden's done it. Clinton does it all the time. Same thing. First president to have personal servants. Taxpayer funded. For his wife. What does she need personal servants paid by the taxpayers for? Presidents and first ladies don't have servants. This is not a monarchy. This is not a slave's country, as the Democrats want to say the Republicans are guilty of. But Obama had servants for his wife. First president to keep a dog trainer on retainer for $102,000 a year taxpayer expense. A dog trainer. He can't train his own dogs? And what does he need a dog trainer? And why did people have to pay for it? First president to fly in a personal trainer from Chicago at least once a week at taxpayer expense. Want to learn how to fly? Let us pay for it. First president to repeat the Quran. This is incredible. And tell us the early morning call of the Islamic call to worship is the most beautiful sound on earth. I remember hearing that. So America is no longer a Christian country, but The Islamic called workers the most beautiful sound on earth. Thank you, Barack Hussein Obama. We know. Not Sotelo. Barack Hussein Obama. First president to side with a foreign nation over one of the American 50 states, Mexico versus Arizona. He was not for America, he was for himself. First president to tell the military men and women that they should pay for their own private insurance because they volunteered to go to war and they knew the consequences. And they tried to blame Trump. He defunded the military. The military didn't even have ammunition, they said, when Trump took office. Trump fixed all that. Obama and Biden destroyed the American military. Then he was the first president to tell the members of the military that they were unpatriotic for balking at the last suggestion. He hated the military. The military was dangerous to him. First president to give hundreds of billions of dollars of cash to Iran, our worst enemy, a terrorist country, to help them spread terrorism. And that's exactly what they did. They flew in pallets of billions of dollars of cash. Who does that at night on the runway to give to the mullahs of Iran so they could give it to the terrorists? It's exactly what he did. For that alone, he should be jailed for life for treason. First president to actually campaign for a candidate in the next presidential election, and he's doing it now in Trump, and bad-mouthing his sitting president so badly. What's he scared of? What's he afraid of? You know what they're afraid of? The Democrats are afraid of Donald Trump, Bill Barr, and some other good Republican congressmen and women and senators that are digging up the dirt and the crimes that the Democrats have been guilty of for so many decades, so many years, and they're getting convicted. And it's going to happen. And they want it to stop. They need to get Trump out of office. But it's not going to happen. The American people are too smart. They want to see. I want to know what a bar is coming up with Durham and the rest of them. It's already starting. This is what they're afraid of. Why is Obama, his wife, all these people useless? They have no right, no reason to be at the Democratic National Convention. But yet there they are, useless people. Even Hunter Biden talking. Thrown out of the Navy, for drugs, cocaine addict, thief, embezzler. Unbelievable. Well, I feel much better now. I had been under the impression he hadn't been doing anything. Such an accomplished individual. In the eyes of the ignorant, maybe.